Welcome to Becoming Limitless. This is the podcast for entrepreneurs who want to optimize their brain and their body with biohacking. I'm going to teach you how to eliminate brain fog and upgrade your health so you can have more productivity, energy, and growth in your business. I'm your host, Tanessa Shears. Let's jump in. Welcome back to the Becoming Limitless podcast. And if you are listening to this when it goes live, Happy New Year's. It's 2024. I have been keeping this New Year's podcast topic slot open for a little while. I've recorded episodes that go on before and after, but this one I was waiting for the perfect topic idea to strike, and it did. And I am so excited to share this with you today because today's podcast episode is all about tangible freedom. And I'm going to get into what that means, but this is something that I really just wanted to explore with you because, as you know, we're headed into the new years, whether you like to set resolutions or not, I think there's a fresh start feeling. It's kind of like, I always feel like there is one in September and another one in the new year. And I just love to really shift my intentions, and I love spending time reflecting on what has been going on. So I'm hoping in sharing this experience of tangible freedom with you that I have discovered and am currently working through, that it will give you some perspective on what you might want to focus on, bring into, put awareness on in the year 2024, because I didn't want to do one of those typical podcasts that was like, you know, what are your goals and how many workouts are you going to do and what are you going to eat and how are you going to sleep? Because you can go back through my hundreds of podcast episodes and find that. But I wanted this to be kind of a continuation on this discussion we've been having throughout the year, the series that I called the Freedom Series, you know, that was really talking about all the different personal life shifts that we have, my husband and I have made over the last year. And so, like I said, this one, one of the things I'm finding is that I keep getting this feedback from clients is that they love the way that I think, in that it is always different and expansive and outside the traditional realms of thinking. Like, I've unsubscribed from a lot of societal norms and standards and how culture thinks. And I really have developed this way of thinking that is quite different. And I'm hoping that that is what I want to share with you today. So this is not to say that I've done it the only way, the right way, the perfect way, but I'm sharing what I have been learning about freedom, which, I mean, I think that's what we all started our business for. We want freedom with our time. We want to be flexible. We want to be able to take our kids to the doctors in the middle of the day, or, you know, go out for a walk after lunch without anybody clocking where we are. I mean, that's why we all started businesses, wasn't it? And we wanted to the space to do things on our own terms. But so many entrepreneurs I talk to feel trapped, like trapped in their time, trapped in their business, trapped in their schedule, and that their business now runs their life. They just swapped out a job for somebody else for a job for themselves, right? And a lot of this reflection comes because as of right now, the day I'm recording this, we leave for Panama for 2 months in a month. But when you're leaving this, we'll be leaving in the next week. And I'll also be celebrating 10 years as an entrepreneur, meaning I quit my last job where I had an employer 10 years ago this February. So there's a lot to celebrate. And what I have perceived of as freedom has changed a lot, right? And especially this year has felt really potent for change. I turned 34 in January this year. I'm going to be turning 35 in January coming up, the month we're in right now. And I really just wanted to reflect on that and share it back for you, because freedom for me used to really just be about creating a business at all, right? Like, I desired that work freedom, basically that flexibility, right? To pursue my dreams instead of someone else's. Because if you don't know my story, before I opened my business in 2014 as a personal trainer, I worked for a big box gym for a couple of years. And before that, I was an aqua fitness instructor and a lifeguard for 8 years. And I taught swimming lessons to kids. Like, I always was building someone else's dream or someone else's business. And I really thought, wouldn't it be fun to build my own business and work for my own dreams, right? And many of you can probably relate to that. And achieving that enough income mark to be able to support myself, because I was just, you know, know, it was just me at the time. And now I've got obviously my husband and my two girls, but it was just be so cool to work for myself and just make enough money to support myself. And I was in reflecting on that, was thinking that's just work freedom, right? I wanted the ability to pursue what I love and what excites me. And that was health and fitness. Like that was what I pursued my undergraduate in. Like I have a bachelor's of science in biomedical physiology and kinesiology. So to be able to pursue something in that realm was so amazing, right? And when I opened my business and after I left the big box gym, I had a six-figure personal training business within the first year opening it. And it was so much fun. And I was, you know, doing my thing and pursuing what I loved and working for myself. But I was also training 33 clients a week at each an hour session. So you can imagine that by the time I did the marketing, I did the programming, I did the follow-up, I did the online presence and all of that, like I was swallowed whole by my business, right? And so I remember just thinking like, oh, I'm always going to have to keep this up to earn financial freedom, which I thought was the next level. And it was over this last couple of years, just recently, like from I would say 2020 on, that I really started becoming invested in this idea of financial freedom, right? And many of my clients actually see this differently than I do. Many people see financial freedom as scaling a very large company that has predictable, reoccurring revenue, right? Or creating a legacy, like a really big company that they're able to sell or pass on to their children, leave something of substantial wealth, right? But we kind of started flipping the script in 2020 when we were on our search for financial freedom. I did a whole episode on this, but we thought of something, we heard of something called the FIRE movement, F-I-R-E, FIRE, and it stands for Financial Independence Retire Early. And the whole concept of it is that you build an amount of wealth that you no longer have to work because you can just live off of your investments. Well, we had started hearing of that in 2020, and then we found what we now do is called passive income investing, right? And so we made a lot of financial moves. I'll leave the link to the description to that podcast episode where I talk about it in the description. But we started making some financial moves in such a way that we invested a sum of money and it pays us a dividend payment, or like think of it as a thank you payment for owning it every month. And in 2022, on the birth of my second baby girl on June 1st, 2022, we actually started earning enough from that to be financially independent, which means we no longer have to rely on our businesses or work to create income anymore because our portfolio fully funds our lifestyle. So we essentially created financial freedom, right? And I was like, oh, this is going to be so good. I'm never going to have to worry about anything ever again because I only get to work now with clients I want to work with because I don't need the income. And my husband quit his full-time job. It was awesome, right? And so we reached this financial freedom and thinking like this is going to be the freedom. And it was a type of freedom, right? But then I also was in this space where every one of my colleagues, like friends that I had met through business coaching programs, masterminds, online, like everyone was working towards $30,000 to $50,000 months, right? And I remember getting really caught up in that last year, early in the year, and being like, yeah, I set a goal that felt reasonable based on being in that community. And it was in about February of last year, after setting this like monstrous income goal for myself, despite having financial freedom, that I had what I call like my third of life crisis. Like it's not midlife because it was only 34, but my third life crisis. So let's say I lived to 100, I was 34, right? And it was from a podcast that I listened to. Go listen to episode 100 of the podcast if you want to hear this story. But it was about when is enough is enough. And what I had realized was that I was eroding the bandwidth of the quality of my life, of the time with my family, of the time with my kids, right? Just to grow my income. I was working to grow an income that I didn't actually need because that's what everyone else had told me was the next logical step in business. And I had someone say to me like, Tanessa, are you growing just to grow? Like, what's the point? Like, when is enough enough? And I was like, oh my gosh, I don't want my pursuit of income to erode my quality of life bandwidth. And so it was a big year of reflection for me, really recognizing like, okay, I'm pursuing what I love. I have work freedom, right? I can do what I love. I now have financial freedom. And I'm like, oh, but this just never felt the way I wanted it to feel. And so Flynn and I, my husband, we brainstormed, right? And I was like, okay, what does real freedom mean to us? And we came up with the next level, which was location freedom. I was like, okay, this is it. I want to be able to work from anywhere in the world and still be able to have, you know, the income coming in to support my family, to be able to have all these trips, right? And on top of that, like by being location independent, by creating that freedom and not needing to be tied to one city or one home in order to create income, like it gave us so many options on where we wanted to live, right? Where we wanted to work, where we wanted to spend our time, the weather we wanted to be in, right? And I raised my kids. I want to raise them in other cultures of the world. And I mean, Vancouver is a wonderfully cultural city, but we're taking them to Panama for 2 months where we are going to go into the town. We are going to experience the music. We are going to eat the local food. We are going to hear a different language. We are going to actually find out what culture really means, what the customs are, what the holidays are of different cultures, about respecting the way other people do things. And I want to bring my kids up in this environment where they get to become a citizen of the world, right? And that to me meant I had to have location freedom. I want them to see things. I want to see things. I didn't even go on a plane until I was 20 years old. And I think I've only been on 3 or 4 vacations since then. So this is going to be a completely different change of lifestyle. And I pursued this because I was like, that's freedom, to just be able to pick up and go wherever you want. Bring my financial freedom and my work freedom with me, right? But it was a conversation that I had with my husband, Flynn. And I was like, He said to me, well, if you look at the way your business is structured right now, how are you going to travel to Asia where the time zones are different? And I'll give you a little context for what he meant. When I entered 2023 last year, my coaching practice was very long sessions with clients, back to back to back, 6-7 hour days of coaching clients, fully booked for 3 or 4 days a week of these 4 to 6 hour coaching days. And what my husband was asking was, okay, well, if we go to Asia and there's a 12-hour time difference, a 15-hour time difference, you can't be doing these calls in the middle of the night. So yeah, we'll be location free, but you're still going to be stuck with your time, right? Like, how are you going to do that? Like, if we just go from, you know, West Coast to East Coast here in Canada or in the States, like, that'll be easy to do. It's only a 3-hour time difference. But what happens when we want to start traveling the world? Am I going to be able to sustain all of this time on Zoom in front of my computer coaching these clients? And the answer was no. And that really shook me because I started realizing that location freedom is great, but what I really needed to feel free was time freedom. Meaning my whole coaching practice had to undergo a makeover in order to be able to serve my clients at the same level, get them the same results, but do it in a way which created time freedom for me. And so because of that, I had to restructure not only my business and my programs, which went through an entire restructure this year. And I honestly am so thankful. I think they're better for it. But I had to look at my week, my time. Like, what do I want my ideal date? If I want true time freedom, if this was the thing that was going to create everything for me, this time freedom, what does my day look like? Like, what time am I waking up at? How many times a week am I working out? When are those workouts? Do I want to have breakfast with my family every day? Do I want to have lunch and dinner with my family? And so I started mapping out this process where I made a template Google Calendar. And I just was like, okay, if I could do any type of work and how would I want my time to work, how many calls I want to take, when they are, how many clients I want to work with, what would that look like? And so I made myself an ideal weekly schedule. Now, this does not mean I have this ideal weekly schedule every week, but it is an intention point for me to come back to when I'm saying yes to clients, when I'm saying yes to interviews, when I'm saying yes to projects, is they have to fit in this schedule that I defined as being time freedom friendly, right? And I also have a daily schedule. Like, what times do I want to work? What times do I want to stop working? When do I want to check out from my business? When do I want to check into my business, right? How many clients do I want? What type of clients do I want? And, you know, it was through this that I now have such clarity coming into the end of this year. And as you're hearing this, into the beginning of 2024, with knowing exactly what I want my days to look, my weeks to look like. And they are starting to look more and more like that with every iteration, with every week I go through my life and I figure out what worked and didn't work. We're changing things up. I'm finding not only do I get more valuable time in my business, because I love my business, I love my kids, but I was never meant to be a stay-at-home mom. I was always meant to be a powerhouse business owner and having kids be something that I added to my life, right? But what this has developed into is this place where I feel like I'm more present as a mom. And I'm also taking time for me away from the business, away from my husband, away from my kids, but also knowing that I'm with them, being so much more present with them, right? Because I've decided proactively when I am checking out of my business so that I can devote my brain power to them, right? And how my business has changed because of this is it went from like doing a lot of clients day after day is I have made a conscious decision that now I run a boutique coaching practice. You know, I no longer have the goal at this point in this circumstance of my life to have a massive program with hundreds of people in it that, you know, just as this big group program. This point right where we are now, that's not what I want. I want a boutique coaching practice where I can have deep, rich experiences with my clients in a very hands-on way with people I know and love. And this has been such an evolvement from everything. But so this time freedom anyways would allow me to go to Asia, live on the other side of the world with the time zones and still be able to run my business. And I was like, great, I figured it all out. I'm doing what I love. My income is covered. I can be wherever I want. I've got the time that I want. But I still didn't feel the way I wanted to feel. Like, you know how you have in your head, like this thing you're going to feel. Maybe it's like when you get your systems into place in your business or where you hire another team member or where you get a little more structure and then, you know, time is finally going to open up and you're going to work on your health or you're going to pay some attention to your family again or you're going to make time for your partner. Like, you know how we always say that kind of when-then fallacy, when this happens, then I'll do that and then I'll feel great. I keep getting to the end of that then place in the when-then fallacy. When I do this, then I'll do that. I keep getting to the thens with all the different types of freedom. And I was expecting to feel this just like lightness and freedom and expansiveness and this place where I just felt endlessly happy. Like I think that's what was in my head for so long. But here I am entering December of 2023 and together listening to this with you, entering January of 2024. I have the freedom, right? I work that I love, the money to cover my expenses, freedom to travel, freedom with my time. But there was something, like I said, that I still didn't feel, and that was truly free. And I think I have finally tapped into the freedom that I have been chasing. And my goal in giving you this podcast is not to display all the freedom I have, but to show you that you may not have to go through all of that to get to what I am discovering now. Think of it as a shortcut, meaning I have been to what I feel as a solid mountaintop with many things. And looking at the view from the top, I feel it's different than what I expected to be up here. So I'm hoping in what I'm going to be telling you coming up that you might be able to plan your year differently from what I have learned. Now, I do want to say that what I'm about to share is something I am currently experiencing. So in saying that, I haven't mastered this level yet, but I feel like it has been such an unlock. I had a coaching session 1 week ago today with my business coach. And he had just come back from an ayahuasca ceremony. And that's, I don't know the exact details on it, but I know it's a lot of spiritual awakening and deep rooted emotional work, right? And spiritual work. And we were talking about the fact that there was this block in my life and it kept showing up as ceilings, like limits that I couldn't push past, whether that be in my business, in this way that I feel and freedom and everything like that. And he said, I feel like there is something blocking you. And it's so funny. If you have listened to the podcast long, what you've probably gathered about me so far is that I am science-based, I am data-oriented, I am detail-oriented. So at this point, you know, after doing all of the strategies, all of the things I was supposed to do, and not feeling the way that I thought I was going to feel, I was like, huh, okay, I'm game. Tell me what you're thinking about. And he said, okay, I want to show you something. And he showed me this chart of different emotions, okay? And the best way to look at it is if you go on Google and you Google emotional frequency chart, what you'll see is like an inverted triangle, and you'll see all of these emotions that are given a frequency. So basically, this is the frequency that these emotions vibrate at in our body. And I will give you a little bit of an idea of how they work. So at the very bottom, in the most contracted, lowest frequency emotion you can feel, that is shame. Above that, guilt, apathy, grief, all right? And it goes all the way up on top. The top four feelings are love, joy, peace, and enlightenment. And these are very expansive feelings. And when I saw this, I thought it was really interesting because when I see this, I have a lot of clients that come in and they want peace of mind. They want presence, peace, and happiness, right? And I was looking at this and I had realized that in that moment, I had been spending so much time vibrating between the emotions of fear and desire. Now, fear, we intuitively know, is a contracted, smaller, it doesn't feel good to feel fear. But what astounded me the most was if you go and Google this chart, the emotion above fear is desire. And desire is actually lower than anger. And I thought this was fascinating, and I started looking at this and really started recognizing that desire comes from lack, right? And that's why it's so low. And I looked at my life, and you know, we all have negative emotions that we experience on a daily basis, whether yours be anxiety, grief, overwhelm, shame, frustration, right? We all hold different negative emotions. And I saw mine as fear. And that comes from just a lot of upbringing, fear about money, fear about freedom. And it was so interesting, given all of this security that from the outside one would think that I had, fear was something that was very prevalent. And even like fear of something happening to my family, fear of something happening to my health, fear of something happening to what we have built, right? That whole feeling of waiting for the other shoe to drop. Fear. And then I looked one emotion higher than that, and it was still in the negative emotion spectrum, is desire. And I had been desiring freedom, but always coming from a place where I felt a lack of freedom. And I remember specifically, something must have come over my face because my coach looked at me and he was like, "What's coming up for you right now?" I said, I feel a tightness in my stomach, and I can feel it moving up through my chest and into my throat. And I feel sad. Just like looking at how low my emotional vibration has been, I have been sitting between fear and desire when there are so many other wonderful emotions to experience. And then I felt really disappointed because I mean, in all transparency, like when you really see yourself that way and not just like, oh, yeah, I have fear and I have desire. But like when you really see that that is how you have been operating, I was disappointed. I wondered things like, am I the cloud that runs over my family? Like, am I always the fear and desiring from lack cloud in my family? And I took this chart to my husband and I was like, where am I? And he pointed right to fear and desire. And it was such a moment where I was like, it doesn't matter what I do. It doesn't matter what I chase. It doesn't matter how much I achieve. It doesn't matter how many of these different tangible freedoms I get, whether I do what I love, where I love, when I love, all of these things It all feels the same. It just feels like different experiences of fear and desire. And I had kept chasing all these and not understanding that it was never those things outside of me that were going to create that experience of freedom that I wanted. And yes, they do make life easier, but sitting here with all this freedom and I feel fear and lack and desire still, it was just honestly really an emotional low point, but also the most inspiring point, because for the first time I realized that all these things that I was telling myself weren't contributing to how I was feeling. It was my brain. And I realized that truly I was trying to change this feeling of freedom and changing all of these circumstances on the outside to feel freedom on the inside. And the answer was in front of me the whole time. I wanted to feel freedom. And my brain had told me that if I have the systems in place, if I have the VA helping me out, if I have the income, if I have the location freedom, the time freedom, if I have all of this kind of stuff, I will feel freedom. And I didn't get there. And that is because I wanted to feel freedom, not do freedom. It's a lot like that analogy that I talk about being a human doing versus a human being. A human doing is doing. You know, you do your marketing, your Instagram DMs, you send your emails, you work with your team, you get on a Zoom meeting, you do an interview, like doing, 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 that we forget what it's like to be a human being, to feel. And that's why we end up in this like rat race of trapped, we feel trapped in our business, right? But I just recognized in this moment is that what I was missing this whole time is emotional freedom. To feel the way I want to feel regardless of the circumstance. And this is the journey that I am on for 2024. And in sharing all of this with you right now, if you have a feeling you want to feel, whether it's peace, joy, excitement, inspiration, success, or you want to, like me, you want to feel that freedom. What if all of the things that you had set on your goals for the list were so that you thought it would change how you feel? But what if you get all of those things and you don't feel any different, and the whole job was an internal job to begin with? Your internal job to feel the way you want to feel, and emotional freedom, the ability for you to choose on purpose how you want to feel no matter what's going on in your outside world. That, I think, is the most powerful thing. And yes, it's fun. Change your circumstances. Why not? Go after your dreams. Set big goals. Get in amazing shape. Feel clear, energized, and focused. Create the business that creates legacy. Whatever you want. But to put the responsibility of how you feel onto those things, what if it only created disappointment? And this is the journey I'm on for 2024. It's emotional freedom. I don't want at the end of this coming year to look back and been like, yeah, I spent another year in fear and desire. I had this amazing 2-month trip with my family to Panama, and it was fear and desire. Like, I want willingness. I want love. I want peace of mind. I want courage. I want so many things outside of fear and desire. And for you, if you're like, yeah, I spend a lot of my life in shame or feeling guilty or feeling deep grief, what do you actually want to feel? Because here's the thing, it's all important, but none of it matters. None of the accomplishments, none of the business success, the legacy you create, the clients you have, the revenue that you have, none of it matters if you don't feel free, if you feel trapped. And so in deconstructing this, I've begun to look at this two ways. If I want to feel freedom, what does that look like? And for me, I first thought, well, I have to physically feel free, and that comes down to my health. And thankfully, just given the field of work I am in, this is something that I have had and had been successful at for nearly 15 years now. But for you, You just may feel right now that you don't have the physical energy to feel freedom. You can't move freely without pain or without feeling stiff or out of breath or tired, or maybe you are ill, right? So part of feeling freedom is being in a body that is able to feel and move, right? And so there is that physical health component of it. And that part I can help you with. Like, if you are like, yes, tell me about it. I want you to reach out to me on Instagram. Head over to my website, TanessaShears.com. You can read all about my program there. Becoming Limitless is the name of the program. But that is the physical health side. But the journey that I am going down, and I've always kind of known about it, but this is the year that I fully pursue it. I want to be emotionally free, right? And I could hear in that coaching session with my coach, my brain was going, tell me how. Tell me exactly how to feel emotionally free. What are the steps? What do I need to do? And in that moment, I decided this was my responsibility to figure out. There is no specific how. I have to do it by experimenting, by intentionally getting myself into higher emotional states and staying there, keeping myself there, exposing myself to things that bring me into that higher frequency and out of desire and fear, right? And there's a way that I've always been teaching this, the way that I've always done this, and this is part one with my brain, right? You've heard me say this before. I'm a really big fan of Brooke Castillo's The Life Coach School and her model that your thoughts create your feelings. So if I am constantly thinking about things that create desire, like, wouldn't that be nice? Oh, that would be so great. Wouldn't it be great if? I'm always going to feel like I don't have that. I'm coming from a place where I don't, right? Or if I'm always worried that something is going to happen and those are repetitive sentences in my head, I'm always going to feel that fear. And so step one was really becoming aware in that moment that that is where I was living and that is where I no longer want to live. And so I need to be conscious and aware of the thoughts in my head surrounding that. Now, there are other ways that you can raise your emotional frequency. I know journaling is great for some people, but one thing that I have been experimenting with, and like I said, I'm in this process right now, so I'm more sharing it live. But something I have been experimenting with is something called a sound bath. And I think the universe, whatever you want to call it, put these in front of me for a reason. I was in a session with a client and she was telling me like, hey, I have just recently, you know, I went and did a sound bath class and in person, and she was sharing her experience of it with me. And lo and behold, like 3 days later, I happened to find a menu on an app that I'm subscribed to, a fitness app, where they offer sound baths. And I would have never known what it was before. Like, I had vaguely heard about it, but basically a sound bath, think of, you know, if you were to do meditation and you were to lie down or sit and you were to just focus in on how you are feeling, release certain thoughts, release your grip on your thinking. Well, a sound bath is meditation done, but with singing bowls. And basically picture this, picture like large bowls on the table in front of you. And then there's something, I think it's called a tuning fork, and they rub the tuning fork around the top of the bowl and it makes this beautiful singing sound, right? And the bowls all have different frequencies at which the sound is making, right? And different frequencies actually tune up with different emotions. So for example, anything in the 500 frequency, this is what I'm learning. I may not fully understand it yet, but anything in the 500 frequency is love. That's the vibration of love. And if you're wanting to bring love in and feel open-hearted, then you would listen to a sound bath in the 500 frequency, right? And so when I first started playing with them, I found one on releasing fear. And I was like, ooh, this sounds good. And I listened to it and I came out of it with such a deep, profound sense of calm, like deep, deep calm, like to the point where we had a chaotic bedtime with the kids that night. If you have kids, you know what I'm talking about, the ones where they're jumping off the wall and you're just like, oh my gosh, you feel like you're gonna pull your hair out. Well, I maintained my peace. I went to sleep. I literally, I'll use the word, I passed out. I slept for 9 hours and 27 minutes. I had doubled the amount of REM sleep I normally get. I doubled the amount of deep sleep I normally get. I was asleep for 94% of the night, which is exceptionally high. A good target baseline is to be asleep for 85% of the time that you're trying to be asleep. And I woke up the next morning and just felt so centered and grounded, and for the first time, lighter. And, you know, given that it's been a couple of weeks since I've been playing with this kind of stuff, my husband has said to me, like, you are lighter. I don't feel the fear and desire from you anymore radiating off of you. It's like I feel like I'm already in that process of changing. And I am using these sound baths as a way to heal myself, heal this emotional box that I have been stuck in for who knows how long. And I mean, it's probably a result of how I was conditioned and raised and beliefs I've developed and experiences I've had. But I have decided that 2024 is the year that I no longer want to live in those emotions now that I see them. I never saw them before. I felt them, but I never really got it. So emotionally free, the peace that I'm creating that I thought all of the external things outside of me created, I am going to create that from the inside. And whether there are more levels of freedom beyond that I might achieve one day or don't even know about yet, I am finding that freedom is now an inside job. And so whatever you want to feel going into this year or whenever you're listening to this episode, how do you want to feel? And what if it was entirely dependent on the inside of you and not what you create on the outside? How your thoughts think about your life, think about your circumstances, right? So anyways, like I said, I am in the middle of this journey right now, figuring out what emotionally free is. And I have set the intention that I want to come back from Panama different. I don't know how yet, but different. I want to go on this 2-month trip with my babies and my husband. I want to dig my feet and my toes in the sand every single day. I want to have sun on my skin in a Vancouver winter that usually rains all the time, and I want to be in the sun instead, right? I want to do slow sound bath mornings on our views overlooking the water. I want to come back changed, and I want to do that because I have devoted that time to transforming my life from fear and desire to openness, to joy. And so what is tangible freedom? I think you can create freedom a lot of ways in your life that feel tangible. Are you doing what you love? Are you excited to get up in the morning? Are you wanting to share your message? Are you wanting to jump on a podcast like this and just ramble about the insights that come when you're in the shower? Or is it financial freedom? Do you want that legacy? Do you want to invest in a way that creates financial freedom to you, right? These are all tangible ways. Do you want to be free from a location? Do you want to be able to just get up and move? Do you want time freedom to be able to say, this is how I want my day to go. This is how many days a week I want to work. This is how long each day I want to work. Who I spend my time with. Or is it you also want emotional freedom? I think all of these are valid and amazing, and I think they're all really good goals to achieve, but having been through them all now, the only one that has long-term changed the way I have felt has been this recent dip into emotional freedom. And the great thing is right where you are right now, it doesn't matter what your circumstances are. You can bypass all of that and create how you want to feel now. And then from this place, from feeling free, from feeling peace, from feeling joy, then go and chase all of the other types of freedoms. Because not only will you get there anyways, but you will get to enjoy growing this business, being with your family, traveling the world. You will get to enjoy the entire experience along the way. I hope this has been a valuable, inspiring episode that maybe makes you look out at the next year of your life with an entirely different outlook. Maybe you're gonna set your goals differently, or maybe not, but maybe your North Star or your target now is how you wanna feel and not what you want to achieve. I hope you have an amazing year, and this is your year to become limitless. Ready to begin each day feeling energized and focused? I'd love to work with you one-on-one. In my Becoming Limitless program, you're going to learn how to optimize your brain and body with science and biohacking so you can be highly productive and grow your business faster. Join me over at TanessaShears.com/work with me. I'll see you there.